The World This Week. Business.
Global stock markets had a roller coaster week, underlined by the VIX index of volatility reaching its highest level since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The S&P 500 fell sharply, and the Nasdaq Composite entered correction territory in a rout triggered by news that job creation in America had slowed substantially in July, raising fears of a recession. Both market indices clawed back some of their losses in subsequent sessions. In Japan, the TOPIX plunged by 12% in a day, its worst performance since 1987, as the yen strengthened at a blistering pace. Investors are betting that America's Federal Reserve will now be forced into making more and deeper cuts to interest rates. That combination has hit investors who borrow cheaply in yen to make higher-yielding investments in dollars. The Bank of Japan recently increased its main rate, which makes that trade less attractive. Japanese stocks rallied in subsequent days, in part because the BOJ suggested it would not raise rates again in the short term. Investor skittishness over the value of artificial intelligence stocks was also a factor in the market turbulence. Intel's share price plunged by 26% after it announced plans to cut 15,000 jobs and reduce capital spending. The sell-off spread throughout the tech sector. Nvidia stock fell by 6%. Elliott Management, an influential hedge fund, reportedly told its clients that AI technology is overhyped and that shares related to AI, especially Nvidia's, were in bubble land. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway sold half its stock in Apple during the second quarter as part of a scaling back from equity markets and towards short-term bonds. Meanwhile, Apple reported a solid year-on-year rise in quarterly revenue and profit, though sales from China fell again. America's Justice Department won its antitrust lawsuit against Google over online search. The judge found that Google acted to maintain a monopoly, in part by paying companies such as Apple and Mozilla to make it the default search engine on their devices or browsers. How Google must rectify that will be determined at a later date. It is appealing against the decision. A separate antitrust trial over Google's ads business starts next month. Chevron said it was moving out of California, its home for 145 years, and relocating its headquarters to Texas. The oil giant has faced an increasing number of lawsuits in California from climate change activists over its business. Last September, the state government sued Chevron and four other oil companies, alleging that they had deceived the public about the impact of fossil fuels. Other companies, including Oracle, have moved from California in recent years. Elon Musk, who has moved Tesla's corporate base to Texas and is doing the same for X and SpaceX, launched a new lawsuit against OpenAI and its co-founder Sam Altman, claiming that investors had been taken in by OpenAI's fake humanitarian mission. Mr. Musk filed a similar suit earlier this year, only to drop it after 3 months. Meanwhile, John Schulman, another OpenAI co-founder, left the startup to join Anthropic, a rival outfit created by former OpenAI employees in 2021. Glencore decided not to spin off its coal mining assets after shareholders said they would rather keep the highly profitable business. Sentiment has drifted away from high-minded ESG goals and towards bottom-line profits at other energy-related companies too. Meanwhile, Saudi Aramco announced that its shareholder dividend this year would top $124 billion. Amin Nasser, the chief executive of the world's biggest oil company, said markets were largely ignoring the continuing huge demand for oil. Warner Brothers Discovery wrote down the value of its legacy TV channels, which include CNN, by $9.1 billion, reflecting changes in the broadcasting industry in just 2 years since Discovery and Warner Media merged. Increased competition in the market for weight loss drugs meant that Novo Nordisk's quarterly sales and profit came in slightly under market expectations. The Danish maker of Wegovy and Ozempic has boosted its spending on R&D to stay ahead of its competitors. Weight Watchers' share price dived after it reported slimmer earnings. The company has started providing anti-obesity drugs to boost its weight loss program. Australia's biggest wine producer, Treasury Wine Estates, is selling off its cheaper brands such as Blossom Hill and Wolf Blass in order to focus on higher-priced Plonk, including Penfolds and Squealing Pig. Consumers are drinking less wine, apparently, but spending more per bottle.